Drum roll.
Let's flick the switch.
Like a Virgin.
How do we do a cover for a song that we're so in love with? Say my name, say my name. The only answer is to completely change it.
It's fun to just try and do something really different.
It was so nerve-wracking trying to pick something.
We were shitting bricks. Are we allowed to say shitting bricks?
People are going to be mad about this. I can feel it.
Pretty much this is the song we would have wrote if, like, we were smarter.
This is Like a Virgin.
It's such a special experience.
It's woo on Triple J.
Drum roll.
Let's flick the switch.
Like a Virgin.
How do we do a cover for a song that we're so in love with? Say my name, say my name. The only answer is to completely change it.
It's fun to just try and do something really different.
It was so nerve-wracking trying to pick something.
We were shitting bricks. Are we allowed to say shitting bricks?
People are going to be mad about this. I can feel it.
Pretty much this is the song we would have wrote if, like, we were smarter.
This is Like a Virgin. It's such a special experience.
It's woo on Triple J.
Yes, Friday morning. You hear the theme. You know by now where we're at. Like a Virgin. This, honestly, I tried to think. I was like, I think we've done this before. Surely with these guys, this would make sense. No. God damn, our saliva's pooling below us. It's like we've been waiting for that T-bone steak for all this time. Circle Waves, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. What an introduction. Yeah, that was perfect.
Well, it's been a long time since you've been in the country and it's your first time doing Like a Virgin. Did you know what it was before getting booked on it?
Yeah, I mean, we were sending a lot of letters. Were you not, like, receiving them? We were sort of asking to come on. I don't know what happened.
Damn, yeah, I think we got rid of the postage system.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was.
The telegram wasn't getting through.
Yeah.
We'll hear your cover after the news, but you have done covers before. Do you guys keep, like, a big list of songs that you want to take on for moments like this?
We definitely argue a lot about what songs would be good covers. But this, as soon as we mentioned this one, everyone went, yes, that's the one.
Yeah, this was like suggestion number 15. And suddenly everyone's like, yeah, I think this will work.
Yeah, amazing. We're excited to hear it. And it's been such a busy time for you guys. I mean, US, Europe. Has there been any kind of trauma bonding moments over the last couple of months? Any, like, crazy, holy shit, I'm glad we survived that, or things like that that's gone down?
I mean, I literally had a heart operation 2 weeks ago.
Jesus,
what? Where the doctor
Christ.
Was like, you might have a heart attack and die any moment.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
So what are you doing here?
I shouldn't really be here.
Like, the day we flew here was the first day you were medically allowed to get on a plane.
Yeah.
Whoa. So we've been cutting it fine.
Yeah. This guy's rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's about as rock and roll as I've ever been, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was intense.
Yeah.
So I just feel happy to be, like, in a band still and, like, alive.
I'm just happy to be alive. Just genuinely.
Just, like, I mean, that's the main thing, isn't it?
So I guess, like, you'd be rocking up and let's say, I don't know, something with the gears wrong or, like, something goes wrong. You're just thinking the whole time, at least, you know, I'm here. I'll take it.
Everything else becomes trivial when you nearly die.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy, man. I mean, for real though, do you think that, like, this might be a crazy question. Do you see that having an effect on future music, stuff like that?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it'd be hard not to. It's definitely going to give me, like, a wealth of misery to pour from. So the next record might be a bit sort of Smithsy or something, I don't know. But yeah. I think it's just, like, it's just a big thing and it makes you really appreciate what we do, and, like, being in a band is just, like, the coolest job in the world, and I want to make the most of that now.
Yeah.
When you saw that Australia was on the travel cards, was there one thing in particular that you wanted to do as soon as you got here?
Pie Face.
Oh, really?
Oh my God.
It's closed down now, right?
It's not, like, as popping as it was, maybe.
It was popping when we were here, I'm telling you.
I remember we got really drunk with Metronomy betting on computer horses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Wow.
That was great.
Yeah. That freaks me out, the computer ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, surely it's fixed, right?
I mean, gotta be. Yeah. Where's the strategy?
I mean, I lost a lot of money on it. So.
Damn. Yeah. And then Pie Face afterwards.
And then Pie Face. I always have a little Pie Face stash in my back pocket, so I don't never bet on that.
Well, we're also, not only are we going to get this original soon, but, like, so much touring's gone down. Is it true, Kieran, there was like a Foo Fighters experience in that sort of sneaking in? I don't know how much sort of I've got this right, but you kind of found yourself warming up with them accidentally or on purpose?
Oh, well, there's two different times. There was, like, we did a few little gigs with the Foo Fighters, but there was a time when we were in, like, a baseball stadium in Japan And we asked our translator if we could give a T-shirt to the Foo Fighters. And she was like, yeah, I'll bring you around. And we waited for like an hour outside. And then Dave Rowe was like, do you want to come in and drink some whiskey with us? We were like, yes.
Yeah.
So we went in and drank whiskey with Dave Grohl. And then he was like, do you want some backstage passes for the gig?
No.
Or side stage passes. So we went side stage and watched the gig. And it was like that real Wayne's World moment of like, we're not worthy.
Jeez.
That was sick.
I wasn't there for that.
Sam went to bed.
No, I went into town for what I can only describe as a middle-of-the-road pizza.
Oh, brutal.
Tragic.
Yeah.
Just, my phone was just popping off with these pictures. What's happening?
I know, brutal, I did feel for you.
Brutal,
and then
there's
another time when we were backstage at a Foo Fighters gig and me and Colin walked into a room and Taylor Hawkins was playing drums and we just sort of snuck him. Was like, can we watch? And he was like, yeah, it's fine. And then Joe Perry from Aerosmith walked in and started playing guitar. I was like, what's going on? And then Colin, our drummer, walked up to the bass and picked it up and started jamming with Joe Perry and Taylor.
But didn't he put it into like drop D?
He put it in drop D and started like,
it's got Rage Against the Machine type shit.
It was incredible.
I think someone eventually came in and like, all right, come on, man. You've had enough time now. On your way.
Yeah, it was tremendous. At the video somewhere. We'll get the video for you.
Circle Waves are in for Lack of Version. We're going to get the cover after the news, but which one of your own songs do you guys want to play for us first?
Should we do Do You Want to Talk?
Yeah, go on then, lads.
Beautiful. Yeah. We've been playing this a ton. I like this. I mean, what does it mean to you guys? Is this kind of a favourite or it's easy to play? I don't know.
It's grown on me loads. I'm playing it live and seeing the reaction. It's definitely been one of the best reactions off the new record from people. So that's always nice when people like it.
Yeah. I mean, we love it. So let's hear it right here on Triple J. Bryson Conchetta, Circle Waves, Do You Want to Talk? Let us know what you think, of course, 0439757555. Whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
Guess I'm gonna pay you for this. Guess I'm gonna pay for this. Do you wanna talk, do you wanna talk, do you wanna talk? With both my eyes you place, as I stumble away from you. I don't know what I even said. Well, I hope that it is
feeling hot.
Woo!
We are warm this morning. Circle Waves, the original laptop, always Do You Want to Talk on Triple J. You're with Bryson and Cheddar. Circle Waves, we're feeling pumped. We're warmed up here. I wonder if off the back of that, there's something, I never seen this kind of segment before across all my, you know, it's something I almost jealous that we didn't make it for our show. The thought of the day on the Circle Waves Instagram. I feel like that's kind of like, you know, it's a nice little insight into the band this morning. Do we have a thought of the day off top?
Tired optimism.
Yep, beautiful.
Live, love, laugh.
You guys are kind of in clue. Yeah, like in clue mode almost. This is like, you know, short and sweet because we do need to get the clue for what the cover is about to be. So maybe in the style of Thought of the Day, perhaps, did you want to hit us with a clue?
Okay, so this song would be the favourite song of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Damn! What do you think Buffy the Vampire Slayer's favourite song would be? Look, text in your guesses, 0439757555. We're going to hear what Circa Waves are taking on for Like a Version after the news on Triple J.
Drum roll.
Let's flick the switch.
Like a Version.
How do we do a cover for a song that we're so in love with? The only answer is to completely change it.
It's fun to just try and do something really different.
It was so nerve-wracking trying to pick something.
We were shitting bricks. Are we allowed to say shitting bricks?
People are going to be mad about this. I can feel it.
Pretty much this is the song we would have wrote if, like, we were smarter.
This is Like a Version.
Such a special experience.
It's woo on Triple J.
Yes, sir. Friday, we are in the middle of Like a Version. You've missed the original. Boo-hoo. Lucky you've got yourself a front row seat. The cover is coming up. This is where the money just stacks up a little bit more. Circa Waves have been salivating, ready to give us this for years. Finally, when the dawn of the gate opens, the wizard stands tall and says the clue for what the cover will be, which was one more time.
This song will be the favourite song of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
If you know it, 0439757555.
Look, we've had a little bit of a beef in the breakfast team. We're keen to get your thoughts on it.
You put out an acoustic EP, right? You know, a couple of favourite songs stripped back. We have a news reader who just, you know, who just read the news, Tim, and he told us that he likes, you know, to muck around on the guitar and he plays a bit of guitar, but during phone calls, he strums his acoustic guitar and kind of riffs and freestyles on that. Do you think that's ethical?
Yeah.
We hate it, personally, but I don't want to lead you into what you need to say.
When he's on a phone call with you,
yeah.
You're playing it in the background.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, man, so, you know, I'm going to be like...
It depends on the phone call.
Okay.
Oh. If it's serious, I think it's disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Like, if he's apologising for something and noodling, I think it's really disrespectful.
Is that the technical term for it, noodling?
Yeah, noodling.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'd be like, are you noodling? Stop noodling.
Serious.
Yeah, this is serious. You're telling me, like, my dog died. Stop noodling.
Stop noodling.
What's the threshold for maybe when you can noodle? Like, do you ever noodle on the phone?
Not anymore.
Not allowed anymore. I've never noodled on them. I always pay full attention to my receiver.
You got some respect.
That's yeah, so nice.
I sometimes noodle on the piano when we have our Zoom meetings.
Do you?
Yeah. Sometimes they'll talk about something that I find a bit tedious, so I'll just mute myself. I'm just playing piano. I'm like, yeah, sure, man.
It's like hold music.
We had Damon Albarn from Gorillaz do that to us in an interview, kind of.
Oh, really?
It was like the top of the interview. He just was jamming along, and we just kind of waited patiently for...
Thinking this is disrespectful of him.
Oh, I was so angry. No, yeah. It was actually pretty crazy. And he sent it to us. He was like, here you go. You can use it as a jingle. I was like,
oh, wow.
Sweet. Yeah. Amazing. So we have that somewhere in the system.
All right. Enough about Damon Albarn, Bryce. It's time for Circa Waves to get to their cover. They're in for Like a Version.
The clue, it was Buffy's favorite song, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So I don't actually know this show. I mean, I haven't watched it. I know the show. But what can you tell us? What's the song actually going to be?
I don't know the show either.
You don't know the show? Just me then. The song is by
Angels. Hey, we rehearsed that one.
By Mr. Robert Williams.
Okay, so how is Buffy an angel? Because it's a demon slayer or the vampire slayer, I thought.
There was a character called Angel in the show who was a vampire, but she was going out with him. It's very controversial because obviously as a vampire slayer, you've got to think that the dynamic there is a little bit off. But,
interesting.
Yeah. Spicy.
Tell us why this one. Obviously, I assume, you know, there was a group co-sign on the song despite the clue. What does it sort of mean to the band?
I think when I was looking at different like versions and we saw the DMAs one do it, Believe, and I was like, it's so cool to see an indie band do like a massive pop tune.
Yeah.
And I think you're always going to do like pop tunes as opposed to be like just do another indie song. And when someone said Angels, again, we looked at me like, surely someone's done Angels. And they hadn't. So we thought we'd try and destroy it ourselves.
Yeah. I'm now wondering if there's a reason no one's done it.
Yeah. Well, please, you know, let us know what you're thinking this morning, of course. 0439757555. I don't know if I heard a whisper as well as we were kind of just about to get into this. The song, maybe it has like a karaoke connection as well. Yeah. Is that true?
So I got married last year and we had a karaoke band for the wedding instead of just like a normal DJ or whatever.
Wow. What's it like a karaoke band?
So they just back you. You pick a tune, you go up.
Oh.
And some good, some bad. But like, obviously, like we know like a few people that are good at singing. And my best man, Jethro, is pretty famous for his rendition of Angels. And the last song of the night was this.
Yeah.
And he's like, brought the house down. It's electric.
Wow.
And then halfway through, I was like, this is going to be amazing. I'm going to put him on my shoulders and we're going to walk through the crowd and just high five everyone. It's going to be so great. But because we were absolutely leathered,
yeah,
we just collapsed in a heap. I tore like a hole in my like brand new suit.
Oh,
that my mum bought me this suit and I still can't tell her that this happened. I just sort of ran off. It was pathetic.
Well, that's the bar we're reaching, hopefully. But look, please let us know on the text line your thoughts on Circa Wave taking on the Robert Williams Angels for Like a Version on Triple J. Take it away whenever you're ready.
Sitting with a dozen angels, contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? Desire feels whole, that's salvation.
Friday morning, Like a Version, Bryson Concetta, Circa Waves. Finally, they've made it in. And what a song to choose, man. Robbie Williams, Angels. God damn. Hopefully people screaming in the car, you know, that chorus. I think it's crazy like how certain songs like that stick in your head. Like I just imagine like my parents drinking red wine or something and singing that. It's like so nice to see you put that Circa Waves twist on it. I mean, how do you approach something like this? Do you go, man, we need to make it sound like Circa Waves, or we need to make it sound like something Robbie would love, or like what was going through the mind?
immediately make it lower so I don't have to sing it at the same level as Robbie.
Yeah. I was going to ask about that. That's actually quite challenging.
Yeah, definitely. So it's a lot lower, and then we just doubled the speed.
Yeah, speed it up, play it loose, fast, and just play it like 20 times, and eventually it sort of just coalesces, and eventually it just snaps into place. You're like, oh, it's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very organic.
Would this, you know, you've had a chance to play around with the song here. Sometimes bands will take it on their tours with them and keep it as something in the set. Like, do you ever bust out a cover live? Would this maybe be in future years something that you just fall back on?
I think that'd be quite fun. That's the first time I've thought that we could do this live now.
But how do you play the greatest song of all time and then start playing your own tunes afterwards?
Well, we'll do it last.
Yeah, we'll do it last.
We'll get Robbie up to do it with us.
Yeah. I feel like he'd be down,
I think he'd be into it, yeah. He's into his rock and roll, isn't he? Yeah.
He pops up around.
I saw him do it with Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
Wow. Is that recently?
A couple of years ago when she played Wembley.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone I was with had already left. And then I just heard these piano chords. And my wife's filming and you can hear me just going, oh my God, that's Angels. And Taylor Swift's playing the piano and then Robbie comes out. And it's like, her audience is like half kids and half dads.
Yeah.
All the dads just like barreling to the front. Like
push the kids out of the way.
Kids everywhere. And then I'm just going, oh my God, it's Robbie, it's Robbie.
Man, that's a nice reward though, right? I guess a lot of those parents had to sit through, I mean, they probably don't know Shake It Off, I don't know, but they're like, yes, you know, Angels.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. So nice to have you in Circle Waves for Like a Version. You can see the video up very soon. It's been such a pleasure. And hey, all the best. We'll chat soon. Thanks heaps.
Thank you so much. Nice one.
For nearly 20 years, we've been inviting the biggest acts in the world.
I think you're crazy. I want to know.
City's breaking down on a camel's back.
And your local faves.
Hey!
To the Triple J Studios to give us their take on a song they love. Now, it's your turn to decide the hottest Like a
Excuse me. Now, it's your turn to decide your favourite Like a Versions of all time in Triple J's Hottest 100 of Like a Version.
Go ahead, yeah!
Head to the Triple J website or YouTube now to watch hundreds of Like a Versions, including a bunch that haven't been heard since they were performed live on the radio. Who's making your list? Triple J's Hottest 100 of Like a Version. Vote now
at the Triple J website.